Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
We had an election this week, and things are all kind of jumbled up. Want to find out what we can, if we can find out something this morning about the U.S. House of Representatives and how it's going to all come down when everything is said and done. Vox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz with us this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Steve?
Good. And we're still really not – do we really know where – who's going to control the House at this point, Ryan?
We still don't know. It's I guess I could say too early to call, but we've been waiting way too long, so it's still too close to call. Let's just say that. Votes are still being counted in California, Arizona, Oregon, some of those states that we really expected to be the big deciding factors for the House. So I don't think any of this is coming as a surprise to us, but House Republican leadership's kind of already indicated that they plan on winning, and they are in a good position. I think that the hopes for Democrats' chance to take back the House are starting to dwindle. You have Speaker Johnson actually putting out a letter to his colleagues saying that he plans on running for Speaker next Congress, and they're going to actually have those leadership elections next week.
Well, when does Congress end? Is Congress going to back in session next week?
Next week, yes. And so then you'll have leadership elections one of those days. It'll include House Republicans electing their leadership for the next Congress, but it also will include Senate Republicans electing their first leader that's not named Mitch McConnell since the early 2000s.
Has this a precedent on having one party take not only the White House, but the House and the Senate as well at the same time?
What do you mean?
I mean, has it happened before that the president would have it would be the same party as both houses? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump had this when he first got in office in 2016, and President Biden had it in 2020 when he first got in office. So, yes.
All right. Okay, so you're going to have this Congress going to come back out, and then when are they going to break for Thanksgiving or the break for Christmas? When's the big break?
Yeah, they'll be back in. They'll have a brief period of time when they're off for Thanksgiving. They'll come back for December, and then then Congress comes to an end, and a whole new Congress gets sworn in January. But what's interesting is that they've got to fund the government. And we've got a government shutdown that's scheduled for December. So the budget process, I think, is going to be the big agenda item when they get back.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate your time this morning. That's Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz saying, you know, the House is still up in the air, but the Republicans think they're going to take it. All right. 8:13 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. The 7th day of November on this date in 1917. Russia's Bolshevik Revolution took place as forces led by Vladimir Ilyich Lenin overthrew the provisional government of Alexander Kerensky. The Russian Revolution.
So and they had already killed the Tsar and his family.
Oh,
by that point.
Oh, what an awful thing that is. I'm so sorry you even brought that up. But yeah, they decided there was no turning back, so they took the whole family, put them in a basement, and basically took guns down there and
executed
shot them all.
Yeah.
Nasty, nasty business. How'd I tell you? I got to tell you, you have a nation that's starting out on a revolution. The French did similar things, but you start out by killing people, innocent people like that. What kind of a nation do you think you're going to have? I think it's going to be pretty crummy as far as I'm concerned. That's just awful. Anyway,
well, revolutions aren't bloodless.
They're not bloodless. You are correct, sir. Now, the Australian government has announced what it describes as world-leading legislation that would set 16 years as a minimum age for children to use social media and hold platforms responsible for ensuring compliance. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the legislation will be introduced into the final 2 weeks of Parliament for the year, which begins November 18th, and take effect 12 months after it becomes law. Platforms include X, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook will need to use that year to work out how to exclude Australian children younger than 16. Sounds like it's going to be pretty tough to do, because that's the way it works. 8:17 now, Steve is head of the morning here on KNSS, and a big change in plans tonight. Sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we've got high school football playoffs, of course, this week in the regional round. We've got 16 teams remaining in every class, but got a lot of rain and thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow night, so several area playoff games have decided to play tonight instead of tomorrow night on Friday. So tonight we have some high school football playoff action in Class 6A. You've got Wichita Northwest hosting Wichita South right here, City League matchup. Northwest is 8-1 going into that one. Wichita East is going out to Dodge City tonight. Both teams are 6-3. In Class 5A, you've got Goddard Eisenhower at 7-2 hosting Mays South this evening. Liberal is visiting Hutchinson. Both those teams are 7-2. In Class 4A, you've got Bueller at Mulvane tonight. They're both 7-2. Andover Central is 8-1, hosting Winfield. That'll be this evening. Cape and Mount Carmel traveling to Wellington. Both teams are 7-2. That game tonight. Andale is undefeated at 9-0, hosting Clay Center. That'll kick off at 6 o'clock this evening. And in 8-man Division 2, Hutchinson Central Christian is hosting Logan Palco. That'll kick off at 5:30 p.m. Both those teams are 8-1. So those are games that were scheduled for Friday night, but now those are going to be played tonight,
tonight.
High school football action to try to beat the weather. All right, let's go to high school boys soccer. State semifinal games last night. Winners advanced to play for the state title. In Class 5A, Mays South winning on home field, beating St. James 3-2. Mays South, with a record of 18-2, is heading to the state championship game. In class, the smaller schools, class 4 through 1A, what a win for Rose Hill last night on home turf, beating Bishop Miege 2-0. Rose Hill, the Rockets, with a record of 18-1, will head to the state championship game. And that's the end of an era for Bishop Miege, which had won 8 straight state championships. That streak is over now. Rose Hill shutting out Miege 2-0 last night. How about that? In the other half of that bracket, it's another local team, Wichita Trinity, winning on the road at Baldwin, 3-1. That game played at Baker University. Hey, it'll be Wichita Trinity against Rose Hill for the state title among the smaller schools there in boys soccer action. Let's go to the NBA. But this one, the Houston Rockets win at home last night, beat the San Antonio Spurs 127-100. Starting lineup for the Rockets, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet. 21 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, 10 for 11 shooting. He only missed one shot.
Wow.
And he did all that. He got a double-double and did all that in only 25 minutes. Fred.
He's something else.
Yep.
I'll
Houston Rockets with a 27-point win over the Spurs. The Rockets with back-to-back wins are now 5-3 here at the beginning of the season. Let's take a look at men's soccer. Newman University plays its regular season home finale tonight on the west side of town at 7 o'clock. Newman hosting 16th-ranked Fort Hays State. These are two of the top four teams in the conference. Good men's soccer action tonight for Newman. In JUCO volleyball, the district semifinals last night. Cowley College, home match, winning again. A shutout, 3-0 over Coffeyville. The Cowley volleyball team, they were undefeated national champions last season. They're still undefeated this season, 35-0. And that means Cowley has now won 76 matches in a row.
Amazing.
They are the number one ranked team in the nation, and they advanced to the championship game in the district with that win last night. How about that? And in some more college volleyball action, McPherson keeps winning. The McPherson College volleyball team is ranked 17th in the nation. They got a sweep on the road at Tabor, 3-0. The McPherson volleyball team, as we said, ranked 17th. 15 wins in a row for McPherson College. They're now 26-5 on the season. Good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. And in college men's soccer, the district semifinals last night. How about the Cowley men's soccer team? They're ranked 5th in the nation. They beat Seward County 4-0, undefeated in their last 8 games. And the Cowley men's soccer team advances into the district championship game. Like we said, they're ranked 5th in the nation. And in women's soccer, the Big 12 semifinals were played in Kansas City, Missouri last night. How about that KU women's soccer team? They beat 17th-ranked Texas Tech 2-1. That gives the KU ladies in soccer a 7-game winning streak, their longest winning streak in a decade, and they advance into the championship game of the Big 12 women's soccer tournament there in Kansas City, Missouri. KU women's soccer team is red hot. That's sports with Steve and Ted.